Welcome to the program, Ahmed Rashid.
Thank you.
In a recent article in the Globe and Mail, you wrote that last year in 2005, the Taliban-Al-Qaeda insurgency claimed the lives of 1,500 Afghans and about 100 American soldiers, and for the first time a wave of suicide bombers emulating their terrorist brothers in Iraq have hit urban centers in Kabul and Kandahar. What is the current situation in Afghanistan?
Well, it's pretty grim, to tell you the truth. In fact, just 2 days ago, the former president, Sibkatullah Mujaddadi, his car, his convoy was attacked by a suicide bomber who blew up a car packed with explosives next to his. Luckily, Mr. Mujaddadi, who's a spiritual leader and very highly respected, his life was saved. Now, I mean, what is happening is simply, I mean, two things are happening. There's an upbeat in the uptick in the Taliban offensive taking place. Normally, during the winter, they rest up, but this winter they have not rested up, and the death and destruction has continued, especially in southern Afghanistan. And in southern Afghanistan, you have now American troops moving out and being replaced by NATO troops from Canada, Great Britain, Holland, and some other countries. And the Taliban are now clearly trying to have a major offensive in the south so that they can try and force these troops, obviously, to withdraw or retreat, which is unlikely. And at the same time, they've adopted new tactics of terror, which are being used in urban areas, like Iraq. They have learned how to carry out suicide bombings, and they obviously have the people to do it. This was never the case before. They're using IED explosives, these kinds of roadside bombs, which have caused such enormous American casualties in Iraq. They are being used now in order to ambush American and NATO convoys. And there's a much greater use of mines, much better planned ambushes. So at least in the south, the situation is quite serious.
Since the invasion of Afghanistan in October 2001, the United States, and correct me if my figure is off here, has provided about $4 or $5 billion in aid to that country. Is that right?
Yes, if you take into account the rebuilding of the Afghan military. Yes.
Okay. Well, that's less than what the United States is spending in 1 month in Iraq.
Well, exactly. I mean, the U.S. is spending something like $6 billion a month in Iraq. It's spending $1 billion a month in Afghanistan for its military effort. It has something like 15,000-16,000 troops in Afghanistan, and they're costing about $1 billion a month. And here we have a total figure of perhaps the U.S. has been giving, on average, about less than $1 billion a year for economic reconstruction. And don't forget, I mean, when the U.S. is giving so little, it's very difficult to persuade other countries, the Europeans, the Arabs, the Japanese, other big donors, to give more. And as a result of this, what we've seen is that actually reconstruction has been terribly, terribly slow. There have been a couple of roads have been built. Not a single new power station has been built. In fact, there's not even, you know, proper power in Kabul. Only about a third of the city gets electricity. There's a huge, and without power, of course, you can't have industry, you can't run water, you can't pump water, all sorts of things. And so what has been really lacking has been a serious effort at reconstruction, something that President Bush, Prime Minister Tony Blair, all the world leaders had promised in 2001.
Were you saying that the capital city, Kabul, has electricity only about a third of the time? What's the situation in the rest of the country, if that's what's happening in the major metropolis?
Well, in many parts of the country, it's even worse. I mean, some cities have managed to import electricity, like Herat in western Afghanistan is importing electricity from Iran. Kunduz, a town in the northeast, is importing electricity from Tajikistan. But the point is that, you know, nobody is being is putting down that kind of money which is needed to build power stations.